Is it monitoring?
KEHZMW monitoring?
W8ZMW and WAYRC, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you this fine afternoon?
Not too bad, just got home from church, grabbed a sandwich and filled my face and heard you in there.
Is this Mike?
Yes, it is.
This is Gary and Tammy. We just left church. We go all the way down to Oxford, so it's a little bit of a hike home. We're on our way home, too. Just wanted to check in and see if anybody was monitoring.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of people monitoring. Picking up the mic is a different story.
That's why I kind of quit trying it since September. And the other day we were riding along, and my hubby turned it on, and we talked to a man in Lansing who we have a lot in common with, and we're planning on meeting them for coffee someday.
Well, that makes it fun when you start, getting to know people in person, too. Used to get together like that at a park or something, and get a little group together.
We're just checking on how your shoulder's doing.
Fantastic. No pain still. All good. Still working on getting it stronger, but as long as I can shoot my 9mm carbine, I guess I'm good enough. But, yeah, I'm doing real well, thanks.
Picked up our new radio. It's a XIEGU
G90. Never heard of that one. Give us that Icon, Kenwood, Yaesu. I don't know any of the other ones. But, yeah, see, a lot of them advertised, and I think they all play pretty good. And I can't believe they don't, they can sell stuff that don't work. So where'd you get that, at Swap or just, found it?
We got it from Radio Diddy, I think is the name of it. We've actually tried it. It's pretty neat. We didn't actually make contact, but we heard a gentleman from Spain on the lower band.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah, I got an ICOM 7300 and then the ASU 991A. I'm thinking about selling the ICOM just because it's hard to use both radios and justify having two radios. So I don't know. I like them both, but yeah, one set up from RV, but the other one sits here on the desk. But we'll see. I'm gonna fill my face, so say 7-3 and catch up with you later on. Have a safe trip. W8YRC.
Thank you, W8YRC, for taking the time to chat. Yes, we're between tech and general, so we're anticipating getting our general licenses as soon as we finish studying. Have a great day. KE8. ZMW clear. This is KE8 ZMW monitoring. This is KE8 ZMW monitoring.
KD8 IWS, go ahead.
Hi there, buddy. How you doing this fine day?
Doing real good. Just, I know you're studying for your general exam. I'll give you a, you've probably already seen this. There's a young lady in Germany that is 18 years old, and she got her license for extra when she was 12. And I think you'd find it interesting if you looked her up online. Her call sign is Delta. Let's see, I got to remember. I think it's Delta Lima 7, Papa India. Let's see. Alpha, I believe.
I will do that when we get home. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, actually, if you go to YouTube, she actually got an award for youth DX. She got a DX award anyway for youth, and she has a very interesting story on YouTube. I think it's, I'll pull it up here on the next go around and confirm that call sign.
Well, thank you for having that. It's always interesting. I like to research and learn, so that would be awesome to study about her.
Yeah, I'll pull her call sign up, make sure I got the correct one. But I listened to it this morning. It was actually on QRZ's website. I think it was on yesterday. It was front page on QRZ. Now I think it's down a page or two. But let me pull up her call sign, KD8IWS. By the way, I'm Kurt in Fenton.
Thank you, Kurt from Benton. We're hanging here waiting to get verified at call sign in Germany.
Yep, that's the one. Delta Lima 7, Papa India Alpha. And she won a DX Marathon Youth Award this year, and she has a very interesting story. It's about 20 minutes long, but she's interviewed by an individual that is a big DXer himself. And I thought, well, since you're studying for your general test, this will really, you can kind of hear her story and her love for amateur radio. And she started when she was like 5 years old, but it's interesting how she began. So I'll let you go with that. I'll get back to what I was doing, and good talking with you. And it's good to have you among the amateur radio operators in this area. You'll have a lot of fun as the years go by. KD8IWS, clear in Fenton.
Thank you, KD8IWS. I really appreciate you taking the minute to give me the info and give me some information. This is KE8ZMW, clear. KE8ZMW, monitoring. KE8ZMW, clear.
TF8AYL, monitoring. 88MUZ.
It is N8FLK in Lansing, listening on a beautiful Sunday. This is November 8 Fox Lima Kilo in Lansing and listening. 8FLK clear.
KF8 AYL monitoring. Zero Echo, Zero Oscar Bravo.
Zulu Oscar Bravo. How are you doing this afternoon? My name's Ken here.
You're a little broken up, but I can hear you. You're mobile, you said, correct? How's my audio sound to you?
Your audio sounded more or less really good. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's perfectly fine.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm resetting this radio. I'm not sure if I got all the settings right, and I heard your call out, so I figured I'd respond. And you're mobile, correct?
It's a mobile being used as a base station, but yeah, I'm at home. Did I lose you there? It's KF8AYL.
Juliet Bravo Delta, and Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra. Outdoor Station, he's not instructed to do it, but I'm going to say she's going to have some police calls and control them.
This is? Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November.
Yes, it is. Whiskey Delta 8, General Farm Sierra Alpha, I have you weak, readable, over.
WDUSA, WDTC, Roger, if I have you the same. DOS, Max, weak, fair, readable. Any other station before that gone out?
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, Ron, Saginaw County.
YVF,
Kilo Bravo 9, Cynthia Alpha Romeo, Don, Calhoun County.
Calhoun County, come again.
WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo.
WD8 Alpha X-ray Charlie.
WBATQZ, KHAVD.
KHAVD, WBATQZ.
Did you pick up Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo?
I did not. Thank you, Mr. Relay. Okay, in addition, now we have picked up Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. WDA USA, Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, and Kilo Bravo Niner India Alpha Romeo. Any other stations wishing to check in, call now. Are there any relays? I hear none. Let's go to KE8DON for some opening words. Max will be followed by N8OBU.
All right. Good afternoon, WBATQZ, KE8DON, and good afternoon to everybody out on the net. Mike, thank you for taking the net control this afternoon.
That was an interesting mess of noise. I wonder where that was coming from.
Turned out to Whiskey Bravo, Tango, Kilo Lima, 7232 is clear, gentlemen. 7232 is clear if we wish to QSY. A couple of quick things. Tuesday morning is the RACWIG, that's the FEMA Region Emergency Communication Coordination Work Group. We'll meet Tuesday morning, and that's on Zoom. Wednesday afternoon on Zoom, it's on Zoom also, is the COMU Work Group, that's through Michigan. And then on Friday is the SHARES Work Group meeting, that's at noon, and that's on Zoom as well. So other than that, nothing else going on this week. I will be away from station next week. The family is wanting to go out east for spring break, so we'll be away from station. Hope everyone stays safe and healthy. This is KE8DON, back to net.
That's the KE8DON, WBTQZ with Michigan Air, PSC Net. Well, no one talking about with antennas on the ground. I do have one that I burned a hole through it playing a brush pile a few years back. I haven't fixed it yet. It's a horizontal loop, nice quiet antenna, but it's amazing how much quieter it is now. And as for AUXCOM function, let's see the announcement for the spring SCT on May 3rd. Unfortunately, I was already committed to two other activities, one of which I'm pretty successful to. So it looks like I'll be missing another one. But I guess you can't do it all as hard as you try. The only other news around here is compared to the Windows 10 end of life, the old one should be a significant upgrade from the old stuff I'm moving off the shelf now. But I'm sure that will come with its own unintended consequences. We're going out to comments from the list. N8OBU, Mike will be followed by WATVP.
Man, we have nothing good to add to the list. I'm fighting the creeping cries, the colds, and the crap that everybody else has got. Everybody take care. I'll be sitting here listening on me and the bird that's sitting on my shoulder. So if you heard him making noises, that's who he is. All right, take care, all. N8OBU.
Hey, Dan, Mike. Get well soon. W8 DVB, next up, will be followed by K8 JBD.
WB8 TQZ, this is W8 TVB. Not a whole lot going on. Planning to take the search team from Iosco and Ogama County down to Sterling Heights on May 3rd for their search games. From a OPSCOM perspective, still waiting for repairs on the antennas to be made in the Iosco EOC. And so until that time, I'll be basically transmitting and doing whatever work from my home base. So this is W8TVB, back to that control.
W8TVB, W8TVB with Mr. EOTS3. Well, that's not necessarily a bad situation to be in if you've got a good reliable home station and a good local VHF connection. You can still do quite a bit of useful work there. That's been the plan here for many years, since we don't have anything like an EOC in Prince Joe County. They're working on it, but they don't really have it. And so that's been our fallback plan. We haven't had to put it up to play yet, but there it is. We're going to go now to K8 JBD. Jim will be followed by KW5AM.
WE8PQZ and the net. The name is Jim, UTRO for Washtenaw County. I guess the big thing here was is on Tuesday the 18th, we activated the Washtenaw County EOC for the Cobalt Magnet exercise. Spent about 8 hours down there. A couple of voice repeaters, DMR, did a lot of wind link work. Basically, carpet bomb Monroe County with weather reports about every hour, making sure it was there, and we even got a chance to do some work on EMMD2. So enjoyed that. It was a great way to go down and kick the tires on the stations down there at the Washtenaw County EOC, and had a good time. There was a couple of us down there. So other than that, not too much going on, just trying to get the thing squared away for the local artsy group here and see if we can improve some of our operations and get things a little more squared away. So we're doing good down here, I think. So with that, I'll say thanks for running the net, Mike, and back to you. This is Kilo H, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
Okay, JBD, WBCCG in Michigan RCNet. Well, congratulations to you. Sounds like you had a really, really active and successful week. More power to you. I'd say a good example for a lot of the rest of us, including those like myself, that don't do so well achieving sometimes. Next up, we're going to go to KW5AS. Skip will be followed by WDUSA.
This is KW5AS. I'd like to say good afternoon, everyone. My name is Skip. I'm located in Menominee, Michigan, in Menominee County, about 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And yeah, the band's kind of weak today, but once I got every filter I think I have on, I seem to be able to, everyone is weak readable now. Everyone I can hear, it's just there, you're just above the noise. And yeah, as far as getting stuff ready for severe weather, the only thing I did to get ready for severe weather this week is I did have my cell pump replaced with the battery backup. The cell pump and battery backup were 7 years old, and I'm going, you know, before that big outage, want to make sure both the primary and secondary work. I haven't bailed out a basement with a 5-gallon bucket since I was a kid. Don't want to do it again. Other than that, there's not much report here. It's the UP, and there's just not much going on this time of year. Might get a snow. We're going to get a snow this evening. Nobody knows how much. Anywhere between 1 and 10 inches, depends who you ask. With that, I'll head it back to net control. WBATQZ, KW5AM.
KW5AS, WBATQZ is Michigan RCNet. Well, quite right about that. That's why they call the forecast, not a schedule. It always depends on who you ask and when you ask. And the forecast for here is for somewhere between 1 and 4 inches, maybe. We'll see about that. I think it'll be a little bit heavier north and south of this, but for some reason we just don't get it that often. But apparently whatever it gets is going to be wet and heavy according to NWS out of Gaylord. And I consider myself blessed to that extent in a relatively high area with very, very good drainage. And I don't have a sump. I don't need one. For those that do, yes, battery backup or even a standby generator are a couple of good options. One at least to cover until the other one takes over. But I think you got it handled there, and we just keep testing the portable generator monthly. The automatic standby takes care of itself every week, and knock on wood, so far so good. We're going to go now to WD8USA, Joe, will be followed by KCYVF.
WD8TQC, WD8USA, radio set, call copy, over.
Week readable, over.
Okay, Roger, you're readable to week readable. Just checking. Well, good afternoon, everybody. I guess we got a solar storm of some type going on.
Wonderful. There's a net going with broadcasting one of the repeaters, repeater output frequencies in this area.
Going on at Kent County, generally we just had the Region 5 net. 60 meters was highly affected by that solar storm. Signals weren't too good there. 40 was fairly good. And of course, DMR and D-Star, we exercised both modes, and it was a good experience. Last week in Kent County, we had Skywarn training, and that was attended by multitudes, so I learned a lot there. Last Saturday, we had the Kent County Red Cross, we had the Red Cross stations on the air. It was an eternal event for all Red Cross stations in the country that have radio systems in them. And we participated, and the system worked very nicely, especially the wind link portion. So that station's up and honest. And let's see here, I got a relay for you, WB8TKL. I'll double with you briefly, so I want to relay him into the net. And then also, 10 meters is just booming, 29.6 strong signal, so you might want to check it out. WB8TKC in the net, WB8USA, nothing further, over.
Bray,
CCNSWR. Roger, the relay for WB8TKL. Between the fading, the noise, and the repeaters being up on you, didn't quite get a lot of that, but I have heard folks to progress report on MaxNet, and it sounds like it's been doing pretty well down there. I think all the work you guys put into that Red Cross station really turned out well for you. Gonna go now to KC8YVF. Ron will be followed by WDAXC.
Bray, CBSWR.
KC8YVF. Yeah, Jeff, I got you in there on the break, but anyhow, for the net, I know what Jeff's going to say. We have a couple of guys that are breaking in on the UHF-VHF links. Just a reminder that the Central Michigan Emergency Network ties in some of the UHF and VHF linked repeaters into the state ARPS-C net every Sunday that starts at 5 o'clock and usually runs to about 5:30. So what you're hearing is the link in to the state ARPS CNET. So for Saginaw County, really nothing else going on. We do have a Skywarn training coming up next month. I don't recall the date. I think it's around the 23rd or so. That will be our in-person net for that. We also were able to secure some newer computers for our 911 center. Let me break. I am on the link frequencies. So we did pick up some newer computers. We got some small mini computers, HP i5 computers, 7th gen solid-state drives that are going to go in at our 911 center. They're going to replace some really old computers that are been in there for probably 12, 15 years. We also picked up some newer tactical-type computers. that will go in our communications trailer that'll replace some old IBM notebooks that were, again, probably in that date range as well. So definitely an upgrade on the computer systems for our comms trailer and our 911 room. So we're looking forward to getting those in the next few weeks here. So this is KC8YVF back over to net control.
Yeah, hey Ron, KC8YVF, WBG, thanks for the explanation there on the repeater. That's kind of what I figured was going on. And I don't know if they can hear us, but we're hearing them reasonably well. Anyway, we're going to go next to WDASB, Charlie, be followed by KB9IAR.
WDASB, Charlie, you're up.
This is KEADON, I think he's gone QRP.
Okay, sounds like we're laughing. KB9IAR, next on the list, it's on to be followed by WDCTL. KB9IAR, WDCTV, Michigan Air PLC. WBTKL, check your comments. Jay will be followed by KB and SWR. WBTKL, you're up for comments, KB. WDATQZ, KJBB, nothing heard from WDATKL, and he's literally next door. Back to you, KJBB. Thank you, KJBB. Thanks for the relay, Jim. Maybe he got called away as well. We'll go now to KB and SWR, just at the bottom of the list, and after his comments, we'll take a standby.
Good evening, everybody on the net. Yeah, what Ron said, guys in Mount Clemens, there's nothing wrong with the repeater. We run an HFNet every Sunday night, so if you want to join us, join. If you don't want to listen to it, then you just turn the radio off an hour. Just the way it is, so do it as anybody that doesn't have a chance to get on the chat. That's about it. I guess working on a 6-meter repeater today in the middle of that. Back to NAS, KBSW.
Okay, Jeff, short and sweet, and yeah, I think the band is a little bit short today, too. At least that's what I'm getting from the signal report. Anyway, this is WB at TQZ, Michigan ARPSC Net. We have reached the bottom of the list. We're looking for any last-minute check-ins before we close.
Whiskey Leak, Charlie Oscar Papa.
W8COP, WB8TQZ, good readable, Chris. Any others? W8COP for comments.
Hello, good afternoon, Mike. Good to hear you out there, and good afternoon, everyone on the net. This is Chris, W8COP, EC for Ogama County, where, boy, it's a beautiful day today. It's sunny. About 40 degrees, but we got 2 to 4 inches of snow coming tonight. So the ground is bare, but that's not going to last for long. So hopefully it comes and goes pretty quick. Not too much, Mike, to report here on the Oxcom side of things. Our repeater project appears to be back on. Funding for that was iffy there with the new administration in Washington, but it appears now that the funding is coming through for our new project, so I'm looking forward to that going forward. So with that, we'll hold it, send to the net, so 7-3 to all. Back to net control from W8COP.
Okay, Chris, WCOP, WBTQZ is Michigan ARPSC, and congratulations on the funding and the forward look on the repeater project. and we got about the same snow conditions here, mostly gone, but supposedly more on the way, such as spring and the four-season playground. Anyone else from Michigan ERP has seen that this afternoon? Call WDTQZ. Are there any relays? I'm hearing none, so thanks to all that joined us this afternoon. Good to hear everyone. Sounds like it's been a pretty reasonably active anyway, spring, and I'm sure we'll make our way through it to the summer eventually. Hang in there. WBTQZ now closing the session of the Michigan ARPS unit, returning the frequency to other use. The WBTQZ out.
WBTQZ, KEDUN.
K-E-D-O-N-W-B-T-Q-Z.
Yeah, thanks again for taking the net, and by the way, thank you, N-8-O-D-U, for doing the relay. Do you want to pass, or do you expect to pass the message, the report tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever?
Well, I can give it to you now if you like.
I'd say we got a good signal this minute. Go ahead.
Okay, this is number 7-1, routine, W-B-A-T-Q-Z. Call 1-9er, Roger City, Mike, India, March 2-3, K-E-8-D-O-N, Mike, Weather Group, Mike, India, Alpha, Romeo, LeBron, Sierra, Charlie, March, figures 2-3, figures 1-3,
T-O-T-D-I-S. Node 3-6-4-5-7-2-9 disconnected. Node 3-0-2-0-9-1-7 connected to VHF hub. Node 3-0-2-0-9-1-7 disconnected.
Can't be any wild.
KB8OOE. Yeah, it's working better. I guess when you put it in the pieces in the right spot, they tend to do better. It is still a little bit long, though. I mean, I tested it across the, swept it, and it's the bottom of both bands. Hopefully it holds together. I'd like to get some better set screws and use a better Allen wrench to set them. Yeah, it's working good for you.
Okay, you sound good too. I'm making good time though.
You're out of town already?
Yeah, I'm almost to Crestola.
Crestola? Yeah, we need to build a, I want to build it so you get a little bit more experience on that, but we need to build a decent antenna, at least equivalent of a Ringo Ranger ARX2.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later. F3, KF8, CLF.
Keep your eyes peeled. You're probably running around.
SFR, mobile and monitoring.
W8SFR, KF8EYO. How you doing, Ryan?
Well, I'm doing wonderful, Ken. I just got back from Pontiac, got some Popeyes. So I'm going to make more food because I'm still hungry, but what about you?
NADAD.
Oh, not too bad. Can't complain. Sounds like we had a good day. Just been cutting wood here. Not doing much else, aside from enjoying the rest of the evening.
That sounds nice and relaxing, and I do believe there was another thing in there, so go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, guys. Good evening. This is Barry. Call here is NADAD Delta Alpha Delta. And we just passed the St. John's, I do believe, here. We're from Houghton Lake, and we just programmed a bunch of frequencies in the radio kind of the way down to Fowlerville. I'm staying down here for the week. Yeah, St. John, Owasso, actually, here, 21. So I just wanted to get in. My repeater's coming in green. I have no idea where it is. So I guess that doesn't help me much. But you guys are sounding good, and I just wanted to say hello. Name is Barry. Over.
Well, you're coming in. I was able to hear you, and I'm hitting up the Flint repeater, so it's good to meet you. Looks like the radio is working fine. It's W8SFR and the KFAAYL. You still out there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm on the Guilford repeater, which is in the middle of the thumb there, so yeah, you're coming in fine. The other station, you're good.
All right, you guys carry on. Enjoy. Just checking to see what repeater I was on. Probably it's quite a few connected together here. Very, very good. Take care, you guys. Enjoy. I'll listen. NADAD clear.
NAYL, W8SFR.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, there's a little bit of buzz in the back of my radio here. It's on all transmission. He must have changed something. I'll have to figure that out.
And so I just got back, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to hop in the house real quick and pull out my other handheld. So I'll get back on, but I'm going to temporarily step away. So I will talk to you in a bit. I am temporarily clear this frequency, W8FFR. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Yankee Lima from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo. Ken, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Ryan. How are you reading me? Because, yeah, I did change my antenna mount here, but all the transmissions seem to be coming in with a slight background noise when it used to be perfect. But you're coming in fine. I hear you.
Yeah, there's some background noise. I can hear it, but that's good to know because I'm on a rubber duck on my handheld in the living room, but... Yeah, I just got home and it feels good to be home, but probably going to be going out later tonight to a friend's house. So, yeah, no rest for the weary.
Well, that's good news, yeah. You should be going out, having some fun. Boy, I can go out and have some fun. I got too much work to do here.
Yeah, a lot of the friends I'm hanging out with now outside of my church were people I've known before. Are actually my brother's friends from college, but because we're in the town he goes to college too, I sort of just tagged along on events and stuff, so now my brother's friends are becoming my friends.
I see, yeah, I hear you on that one.
Yeah, so we'll see when we're going to do that. Can't be out too late because I got to work tomorrow, but... No, it's going to be a fun night tonight. I just got to make more food because I am still hungry. I love Popeyes, but yeah, I'm still hungry.
Well, are you still at that new job out in Wausau there? How's that going?
Well, I'm no longer in Owasso because I'm outside of class. I'm actually in field training right now. So I've been all over Flint, Lennon, Schwartz Creek, Benton area. I'm picking up on it. Picking up really fast. And I just got to build confidence with my location equipment. So it's going good. Still waiting to hear back from the fire department. I aced my physical test, so now it's up to review by both the assistant chief and the township board. So I should hear back from them too.
All right, well, good deal. Good deal. Sounds like it's going all right there. Well, I need to go in here, Ryan. I'm supposed to cook dinner here tonight. My wife's going to be home in a half hour or so, and I need to get on the beam. So, 73 for now, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Ken, it's good talking to you. Enjoy dinner. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo. I am sending 73. Have a wonderful night, and I am clear of this frequency.
Delta Zulu, CQ. Thank you.
hope this happens.